16 sultanas and six.
Hi, I'm Janice Peterson from SBS World News, and I'm here to help you improve your English pronunciation. I'll explain how to make sounds that can be tricky to distinguish, and also give you some ways to practice them. Pronunciation with SBS Learn English and me, Janice Peterson. Let's start. Last week, my friend Jenny went to get a haircut. She asked the price, and she thought the hairdresser said 16. What a bargain! But when she got to the cash register, she found out it was actually 60. What a shock! Jenny's problem was that she had trouble hearing the difference between the numbers that end in teen, like 16, and numbers that end in T, like 60. Today, we're going to look at those sounds and work out the difference. First, let's talk about syllables. A syllable is a single sound that has a vowel. For instance, 16 has two syllables, six and teen. So does 60. Six and T. The word Australia has four syllables. Australia. Many languages like Arabic, Mandarin, Cantonese and Spanish are syllable-timed. In a syllable-timed language, each syllable has the same length. But English is different. English is stress-timed. This means that some syllables are longer, while others are shorter. But how do you know which syllables to make long and which ones to make short? Don't worry. Let's go through some examples and it will become easier to understand. Have a listen to these words. 13, 14, 15, 16. The second syllable, teen, is long and clear. It's the stressed syllable. Try listening again and say these words with me. 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, this time have a listen to these words. 30, 40, 50, 60. This time, the first syllable is long and clear. The second syllable, T, is shorter. That means it's unstressed. Have another listen and say these words with me. 30, 40, 50, 60. Knowing these stress patterns can help you hear the difference between words that sound the same. Let's put it all together and have some fun with it. Who's with us today?
We are students from AMEP at TAFE, New South Wales, St. Leonard's.
I'm planning a party list. If you want, you can say it with me. I'm going to buy 13 tomatoes and 30 toys.
13 tomatoes and 30 toys.
14 fish and 40 falafels.
14 fish and 40 falafels.
15 forks and 50 flowers.
15 forks and 50 flowers.
16 sultanas and 60 shells.
16 sultanas and 60 shells.
It's going to be a crazy party. And the list isn't even finished.
17 sausages and 70 slices of salmon.
18 eggs and 80 eclairs.
19 nachos.
and 19 nuggets.
Thanks, everyone. How would you finish off this list? You can go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish to find the list and the transcript for this episode. So next time you go to the hairdresser, remember that the teen in 16 is stressed and the T in 60 isn't. You'll be fine. And don't worry about Jenny. Her hair looked great, even if it was more expensive than she thought it would be.